Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
And we welcome you into the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Our score at the break, Mountain Home girls trailing West Memphis 19-16. Again, this is for a share of the 5A East Conference Championship. We'll look over some of our numbers in a moment. Right now we're joined at the broadcast position by Mountain Home girls basketball coach Josh Fulcher. And Josh, coming off a good senior night victory this past Friday night, 43-42. Congratulations on that win. You and I were just talking during that I thought one of the keys for your team's success in that night was taking advantage of Sturgeon's mistakes, especially when they got that last play, when they got over aggressive on that and committed that seventh foul.
Yeah, any time. Of course, we got down a 9-1 disadvantage on the foul count in the second half, which is kind of interesting at our place. And I'm seeing one of my former players here. You stay right there, my man. I want to holler at you in a little bit. But we did a really good job. It's kind of a back-and-forth game. You know, they kind of held it out, made us come and do some things that we didn't want to do, play in a half-court game. And then, you know, they play that odd front matchup, that 1-3-1. And we got a little lead, and we stretched out. We wanted them to come get us. And it was just a great night, back and forth. They started – I get what they were trying to do. They were trying to kind of melt the clock on us, and but they're really over aggressive and they're fouling us. And at one point, Coach Morris, my assistant, said, "Hey, we need to call a timeout." And I'm like, "No way! They're fouling us without time, and they're in man, which it was to our advantage. So we had plenty of time there, and Cersei never called timeout to kind of regroup his kids of what he was wanting them to do. They're just going out there foul, 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 and they're fouling really early with a lot of time. So it's just one of them things where, you know, when you got, you know, 17-year-old kids out there and trying to think in the moment, and they overplayed White and fouled him, and he stepped up, had a huge clutch 1-1. And then, you know, Freddie got a rebound, and he, you know, his guy had a shot there at the end there. But, no, it was a great high school ball game. You know, what I love about it was two teams that were eliminated Tuesday, but we played hard.
Yeah.
And same thing against Friday, us and Nettleton. It was a hard-fought ball game. So what you're seeing in this conference, I mean, it's a brutal conference. Anytime you've got the Jonesboro Hurricane finishing fourth 2 years in a row in your conference, it's a loaded conference.
Yes, it
is. And here we are. You know, I know we're on the outside looking in. We're going to finish fifth. And but we have an opportunity tonight. We're playing the best team in the state. We played them close at our place up there, lost by four. But and they never made any mistakes. They shot the ball extremely well. We get, you know, they were from three-point line inside. It was a very efficient, hit the clutch free throws. We could never get them in any mistakes. Now, I know it's senior night here. So, we're going to see a different gear, another level, but we're ready for it. We're going to hopefully come out and meet and exceed their intensity and their level of play and finish strong here. But regardless of tonight's outcome, I love this group of young men. They've battled all year long. We've had a great season. And, it stinks that this is it tonight. I'd love to be able to take these guys over at Russellville because we're good enough to win a couple of games over there. And that's not just me saying that. There's a lot of people in the state and a lot of coaches that know that as well. We're tough. We got a tough team. And, unfortunately, we're going to be at home. But we'll be there supporting our girls there. You know, they're in a a heck of a ball game tonight. It's for first place. So you see, high-level teams getting after it in this girls' game. And I expect Dell Leonard to go in there at halftime, make some adjustments, and pull it out like he usually does.
Well, Josh, real quick, I did want to mention, you talk about how this is a brutal conference to play in, but it is your last game in the conference for at least 2 years.
It is. We had our conference meeting today, and I told those guys, hey, man, I loved competing against you. But it's time for me to go see some new faces, man. I mean, this thing is brutal. It's a war, and it feels like you age three seasons in this thing. As hard as we have to work and prepare, and it is. It's what I love about it. You're playing against the very best in the state. You got great guys, great coaches, and we all push each other. We all get along, and that's really what it's all about. We really hate, that we in all honesty, that we're leaving this thing. It's a sad time that we're leaving, and a lot of superstars are leaving too. Everybody's got some high-level players, and I know we would do really well in this thing next year. But the way AAA is set up, generally, I bet in 2 years we'll be back. So it won't be long before we're back over here in West Memphis, I'd say.
Well, Josh, again, congratulations on the win Tuesday, and good luck tonight.
Matt, I appreciate all you do, man. It's been a fantastic year. I appreciate seeing you on the road. And I'm just so thankful to have you on the mic every night and get to visit with you. And we'll keep this thing going. I know you'll do a great job following our ladies there in Russellville. So
thanks so much,
man.
Josh,
appreciate all you do. Go Bombers.
Go Bombers. That was Mountain Boys Basketball Coach Josh Fulcher. Real quickly, let's take a look at the scoring summary for both teams. Mountain Homes' leading scorer right now is Kate Gilbert with 12 points, 4 for Leah Jackson. West Memphis' leading scorer is Janiyah Tucker with 7 points, 5 for Araya Hazley, 4 for Tierra Bradley, 2 for Jamie Golson, and 1 for Rihanna Bedford, that is. Mountain Homes so far with 10 turnovers, West Memphis with 7, and this game has had 4 lead changes and 2 ties. That's going to wrap up the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, and we'll come back in just a moment, get the second half started. Our score at the break, Mountain Home trailing West Memphis 19-16. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
America is a great big country,
filled with all kinds of different people.
And we all count.
That's why the 2020 Census
wants to make sure we're all counted.
Why is it so important?
Because the Census helps inform how hundreds of billions of dollars will be spent each year for things like
new roads,
health clinics,
even more school programs.
So make sure you're counted.
Because you count.
Shape your future. Start here. Learn more at 2020census.gov. Paid for by U.S. Census Bureau.